Why would it feel like I have not heard that in a long time? It would have played last Friday.
Yeah, last Friday, a half hour earlier, because I don't remember what was going on. Oh, Sabres prospect stuff or something. So we pulled the shoot a little early, but we did picks, and that played. Yeah. So
the picks open played.
Oh.
Which we have not heard yet.
No, that's
not the six. That's why.
That's right. That's it exactly.
That's why.
Thank you. Sorry again.
We did not hear that last week.
I've been sick all week.
In Des Moines.
My brain doesn't. I just got back from Des Moines. Thank you.
We did not have that last week.
That's the greatest hit. No, you're right. We didn't.
I think maybe the show did.
Okay, it's at six. It played, and we played.
We might have been out of the room.
Right. Right. Okay. That probably makes sense.
Well, exciting times. I mean, it's always if you pick games, if you bet games, there's a lot of angst. There are bad beats that you never forget or almost never forget. I picked Detroit last week in Survivor and lost.
I picked Baltimore last week and lost.
Both bad. I'm not sure which was worse, actually. Baltimore at least was ahead. But neither really made any sense.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not that impressed with the Buccaneers. That loss didn't really make any sense to me, the Lions. And you go to Kevin Cole's expected points model, and Detroit really should have won. So let me see if I can get my money back. No, you can't.
That's not how it works.
Let me tell you how it works. It does not work that way.
No.
You do not get your money back. However, there is, no offense, there is the occasional, especially when it's a standalone game, the occasional game where you just own it. You had it right. It's not even a sweat. That's last night for me. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been Jets guy kind of all summer, and I got to yesterday. I'm like, these teams are not on the same level at all. And that's really the challenge, as I've said to Joe Ostrowski and a lot this week, right now, whether it's betting or fantasy football, anything, is trying to figure out the difference between, okay, this is what's happened in these 2 weeks. What is it really telling me? Is it telling me something that I did not expect, I need to pivot? The Saints. I mean, the Saints have been so good that I think I want to respect that and not just blow it off saying that we knew before the season they weren't that good. I compared them to the Kurt Warner Rams yesterday, where with Kurt Warner, who's he? This is going to crack, and it never did. For 3 years.
Right.
So there are those times. And then there's who did they play? Just matchups. And maybe I don't. New England was this for me going into last night. Maybe I don't want to think too hard about this. What were they before the season?
Yeah.
And what did I think the Jets were?
Right. The beauty of it is you can talk yourself into almost anything.
Sure.
Here, my process, of course, I mean, you texted me pretty early in the day. I happened to be conscious when you sent it. So I responded quickly, okay, great. I'll go on the Pats. And I was, I shouldn't say it. Because I wasn't really thinking about it at that moment. But when I thought about the game, I thought, if we pick this game, I'm going to pick New England. And why am I going to pick New England? Well, it's on brand that I'm down on the Jets.
Right.
I agree. I don't think these two teams are as down on the Jets as I am. They're not on the same level. But the Jets had a really tough time stopping the run against San Francisco. Now, that's San Francisco. I know it's a different thing. But the Patriots, what do they want to do? They're going to want to run it. And here comes Ramondre Stevenson. I'm going to trust New England. We'll get some yards, and they'll make that work. And, low-scoring game. Their defense is good. I like their star corner. And, 6 points? Fine. I'll be fine. And they just could not run the ball. They could not throw the ball. They could not protect their quarterbacks. And they also could not tackle, which was bad. And they let Rodgers look like Rodgers from, 2017 or something.
Yeah, I mean, he was very good.
He looked great. Better than I ever anticipated him looking this year. And I would say much better than he looked in the first two games. And that is not based on the quality of the opponent and the discipline of their pass rush lanes. It's simply him needing to get out of there and getting out of there and doing it effectively repeatedly and still making throws downfield. I thought that was over. I suspected it in the summer. The first 2 weeks, it really, to me, looked like it was over. When he had to do that the first 2 weeks, it looked like trouble to me. Like, just really get me out of here, get the ball out of my hand. This play's over. And instead, it was just sort of, let me drift over here and say, oh, there's my tight end in the middle of the field open. Okay, great. And that could be problematic moving forward to my, the Jets are going to implode stance.
It could. He looked great unless you put as the top priority how he looked when his coach wanted to celebrate a touchdown with him. In which case, he looked like he had never... Worse, I was going to say never met the guy. Imagine, like, compare Rodgers' reaction to Robert Saleh with Rodgers' reaction would be to a total stranger. Like, on the somebody jumps over the wall and is on the field and runs up to Rodgers. Is he even colder to the fan? I think not. I think he was colder to the coach than he would be to an absolute stranger who was on the field.
That's what that looks like to me. And so I don't know how much that has to matter, if at all. Maybe it won't at all, but the optics are brutal to me. He's over there why does he not like Saleh? Because Saleh wanted to bring a new offensive guy in above his guy, Nate Hackett. And that seems to be the kind of thing that, to me, Aaron Rodgers would carry around for, like, till the end of time.
Or the minicamp thing.
Sure.
When Rodgers skipped that and Dan Leberfeld came on our show, he had another guy on the team who was missing minicamp, and Dan was explaining that put Saleh in a box. Like, he had to discipline Rodgers. He had to
say
to acknowledge,
it was unexcused. Yeah, yeah.
And Rodgers was probably pissed about that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm in Egypt.
So whatever it is, but he's on the sidelines with Lazard and Nate Hackett. Like, ha, 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 we're killing the Patriots. This is great. Like, Saw's nowhere. The other dudes. I don't know, man. I just he better keep playing like that. That's all. Because I think if he cracks at all, I just think that whole thing is going to topple. Because there's got to be guys on that team that are going to resent how he's getting treated, how he's treating the coach, and they're going to grow to disrespect the coach because the coach can't do anything about it. It is just not a healthy environment. To me at all. And that has been my opinion of it since inception. And it certainly got worse this season. So I still think it bears watching, but I was rocked by how good Rodgers looked moving around yesterday.
All right, 6:15, let's go. Here are the picks for week 3.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there have been caught. Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
I was thinking...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Yesterday that I had moved in front. That's why.
Oh, you definitely are in front.
Okay.
I went 1-4 last week. And we didn't pick Thursday last week, and I would have won.
Yeah.
And you offered that to me after. I said, no, that's not how it works. So I lost all my NFL games. Thank God for Ole Miss. So
thank God for Ole Miss.
I don't know what I'm. What am I? 4-7.
Okay. What am I?
Good question.
Okay. Better. Okay. So here's what I'm doing this week, and I have five games I like in the NFL, and I've got to dump one. We talked to Sam earlier, our new buddy from BetQL Daily, Sam Panayotovich, and I brought up the Saints. He's like, what worries me is they're all the public money. I respect that. Like, that's the kind of thing that I would want to know. But I do think there's a resistance, as I've sort of been saying, to a team that, okay, we were not expecting this. Philadelphia is an established good team. It's a little bit of a buster game coming off a loss. I don't care. I'm banking on what I'm betting on, you know, quote betting, is that New Orleans is legit good. The offense is different. The scheme is a little bit unusual. All the motion, everything, which the Saints have never bought into. So I'm there. At home, -3 against an Eagles team without A.J. Brown and maybe some bad vibes. Okay.
No, got the -3. I had -2.5 earlier, but okay.
Good. -3. 2, Baltimore, of course. -1. What's wrong with the Ravens? Is there really that much? Their offensive line, pass protection isn't that good. Oh, skill positions, that's always the case. They always get the respect from the markets. They come off losing to the Raiders, 0-2. They go to Dallas and are favored. You can never just not respect how much credit the Ravens get in the markets, and they're usually rewarded. Baltimore -1 at Dallas. I'm taking Atlanta. I think the Chiefs are going to lose at the Falcons on Sunday night. I think the Chiefs are pretty good. Last year, they were pretty good. They got it right in the playoffs and won another championship. Congrats. I think they're going to lose here at the Falcons. Falcons could have started 0-2. They probably should have with the end of that game against Philadelphia. They get away with it. And I think they're ready to take off Atlanta. So I will take the Falcons at home against the Chiefs.
I like how this is going so far.
Oh, we're going to go head-to-head?
Well, I'll explain when it's my turn.
I'm between Chicago and Carolina here. Carolina seemed like such a donkey pick last week, but nobody was there against the Chargers. And, all right, so I bit on Carolina. I'm already sort of talking. I'll take Carolina. Again, +6 at the Raiders. You have the Raiders? The other game for me was the Bears.
Picks, everyone. That's what how this segment is not sponsored.
The other game for me was the Bears, +1 at Indy, but both of those teams have problems. I'll take Carolina, +6. Dalton should be a big upgrade immediately. And then tonight, a suddenly explosive Syracuse Orange offense, -8.5 against Stanford. Had to go looking for that number because you won't find it on your apps in New York State. But that's the number, 8.5. With the new quarterback from Ohio State. They've started well. I'll take Syracuse.
All right, all right, all right. Well, I'm going to go, let's see. We will go head-to-head on a couple of these, one of which I'm switching just for sport. Because I should just find a different game because I don't believe in it. I'm going to take the Eagles and the 3 points. I think the vibes are all messed up with the Eagles. I do not feel good about what's going on there. I think the head coach probably feels somewhat marginalized by Hurts' behavior late last season. And I just think it's sticky there. He's not really doing anything besides game management stuff, right? The offensive coordinator is doing all that. Vic Fangio over there. Okay. So he's got to just nail that other stuff, and he's kind of botching that. All that said, I'll take them getting 3 at New Orleans. I usually am what you describe. I don't buy it yet. Like, when's the bottom going to fall out? You can't suddenly just flip a switch and be that good. I can be like that with New Orleans. And if they were playing another thought-to-be-good contending-type team, I would have definitely bailed on the Saints. I wasn't going to until you decided to take them. So I'm going to go Eagles here. I'm scared, but whatever. It's just picks.
It's just picks.
It's just picks. I am going to take the Chiefs. I think the Falcons with Cousins got away with something last week. And I don't know if the Chiefs got going to run it up big on them, but I am not buying that offense against a Spagnuolo defense. So I'll take the Chiefs laying the three at Atlanta. So we'll go head-to-head on those two. The other two NFL games, I am in love with the Vikings getting 2.5 hosting Houston. Houston has not really, to me, demonstrated that they are ready to beat good teams. Now, I don't know how good Minnesota is, but they're getting a lot of production out of Sam Darnold. A lot of that credit should go, rightly so, to the head coach and play designer, Kevin O'Connell. So I like that end of it. And hearing Brock Purdy talk about, look, I don't know what the hell you guys were doing to us on defense after that game last week when Minnesota upset San Francisco, has me thinking that they can do some of that to C.J. Stroud and Houston. So I'll take Minnesota getting 2.5. I'm also going to take the Cardinals. I know, right? Me with the Cardinals. +3, they're hosting the Lions, and I think Kyler Murray I think he can make a lot of plays. He was perfect last week, and so I'll roll with Arizona. And
interesting.
Give me Ole Miss Saturday night -35.5 hosting Georgia Southern.
I love the hook right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it by 0.5.
Yeah.
That's what I predict. RTV, I think 1:00 is both Chargers Steelers with Nance and Romo, and then at the same time, Eagles Saints. So, you know, that's our game on Fox, and then 4:25 is going to be Baltimore Dallas on Fox. And then Sunday night is Kansas City Atlanta. So here's to a great Sunday. Am I wrong? I'm looking at the 506 maps.
I knew you said Eagles Saints. Ravens Cowboys 4:25. Did you say that?
Yep, sorry.
I was looking. Chargers Steelers is the other 1:00 game.
So. I said that too.
Okay, good. Then you got it. Yeah,
All right.
Scrambling to look. I like to check my Fubo app. It'll tell me what's coming.
What's your preference, Chargers Steelers or Eagles Saints? It's close for me.
My preference, I think, by then, hopefully, will be beer.
Well, it's 1:00. New Orleans, I think, is mine. Let's see how good they are, and the other game could be really ugly. What if Herbert misses? By the way, what a run out for the Steelers so far.
No
broken Cousins, Bo Nix, and maybe Easton Stick to start the season. We talked about who their quarterback would be. Does it matter when that's who you're playing to start the season? Fantasy players, Theo Greminger joined us earlier today to break down Week 3. That's coming up. Football Friday continues here on WGR. Want to thank our listeners and our sponsors, including, that was just for dramatic effect, Snapdragon Apples. We'll be back in a snap with Theo, brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.